إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what do you know about Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ When I say Muhammad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? You imagine Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. You imagine Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. What do you think about him? What do you know about him other than being the true Messenger of God? Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. What do you know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For so many people, when we say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we remember the message. We remember the challenges. We remember the sacrifice he did to bring this message to mankind. We remember the suffering. We remember all the things that he did as a great messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we forget about a very important aspect of his life. Muhammad al-Bashar. Muhammad, the human being. Muhammad, part of mankind. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do we really know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Many people know the Prophet as a messenger of Allah. But wallahi, we miss a huge and a very important part of his life. That is Muhammad the Bashar, Muhammad the human being, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, three young men came to the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time. And they asked about the level of his worship. So when you say Rasulullah, you're talking about ibadah, about worship. Since he's being the Prophet, then definitely he would set the standard. He will set the standard of worship and ibadah, the sacrifice for the sake of God. So three young people went to the houses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثَلَاثَةُ رَهْتٍ ذَهَبُوا إِلَى بُيُوتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And they asked about the level of his worship. وَسَأَلُوا عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. When they were informed about the level of his worship صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَكَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّوهَا. They belittled that. Meaning what? They said, well, he was the messenger of Allah, and Allah definitely has forgiven him everything. So therefore, there is no need for him to do more work, extra ibadah, than what we should do as, you know, average person, average human beings. So one of them, he vowed and he said, as for me, I am going to fast every single day and not break any day. Another guy, he said, and I shall pray Qiyamul Layl every single night. Means I will spend the night in prayers until the end of his life. And the third one, he said, and I shall practice celibacy. Mean what? To take himself out of the pleasure of this life. Assuming that this makes him more righteous and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about it. سَمِعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِمَقَالَتِهِمْ فَذَهَبَ إِلَى الْخُطْبَةِ إِلَى الْمِنْبَرِ فَأَعْلَنَ ذَلِكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the minbar and he gives a speech calling the people for salah. He said, what's wrong with those people who say such and such of their statements? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمَا إِنِّي أتقاكم لله وأخشاكم له. I am the most who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most fearful to Allah azza wa jal. However, I fast and I break my fast. I pray قيام الليل and I spend the night sleeping as well. وأتزوج النساء and I also marry women. Just like any other human being. And he said, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Anyone who showed this interest in my sunnah, in my way, in my tariq and path, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, he's not from my true followers. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger of God, and he was as well a great human being. Do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, tell them, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ, I am a human being just like you. The beginning of the ayah. Say, O Muhammad, I am a human being. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. So when some people hear the statement, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ, say, I am a human being. Some people might say, well, yes, he was a human being, but he was a superior human being. He wasn't like us. Therefore, whatever he did because he was a messenger of God, forgiven all his sins, so we should do even more, show more righteousness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately told him to say after that, مِثْلُكُمْ, just like you, leaving no doubt about his humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us all. But what's the difference? يُوحَى إِلَيْ, I receive revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human being, a great human being, and he was a great messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Part of his humanity, which many people miscalculate in their lives, and they only remember that when it's too late, or maybe it becomes very serious matter. What he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءُ, and I marry women. Be just like a human being, I do go and get married. So the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like any one of you, like any one of us, he should also pursue what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal and permissible for him. However, how did Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live his life as a husband? As a family man, few people really focus on that. Many of them, if you ask them about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would become experts in his sunnah, in the sense of his ibadah, his worship, in his path, in theology of this deen, in sacrificing for the da'wah. They are expert in that field. They give you the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But ask them about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the husband. Ask them about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the father. Ask them about him as a family man. They know little. They don't know much about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, you'll find them suffering a lot with their families, with their spouse, with their children, because they don't think that the right way to handle family life is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Who said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I marry women, and therefore, who showed that this interest in my sunnah, he's not of my true followers. Part of his sunnah is to live your life the way he lived as a husband, as a father, as a family man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a message from me, taking it from hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great man. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husband, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family man. What do we know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, when we talk about marriage, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he married Aisha and Khadija and Hafsa and so on, we sometimes don't really understand the concept of marriage in Islam. And that's why we have a lot of troubles. Especially people, most of you, most of us, they came from different cultures. They came from different environments, and they come here, they think that they can easily implement the same culture in this society, but then they were confronted with so many challenges, so they don't know what to do with it. Especially with their families, with their kids growing up in an environment completely, absolutely different from the culture that they have grown, they enjoyed growing up actually in probably years ago, and now we think that our children should follow the same example that we followed back home, I would say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran about the two major pillars of marriage. قال الله عز وجل ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. And amongst his signs is this. See, this ayah starts, and amongst his signs is this. This is a sign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us to prove His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, His Lordship, that He is the Lord, He is the Creator. One of His signs is this, that He created you min nafsin wahida, from one soul, and from that soul He created its mate, Hawa, Adam and Eve. For what reason? لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, as mentioned in another ayah. So that they would duel with each other in peace and tranquility. Man and woman were created to complete each other, not to compete against one another. This culture is a culture of competition. And that's why we have a lot of family problems, domestic violence, so many things. But it's to complete one another so you could find peace and tranquility. And that's why Hawa, Eve, was created from one part of Adam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said afterwards, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And He placed between your hearts مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, love and mercy. Love and mercy. Some people, they think that love is not even mentioned in the Quran or the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But wallahi, if you read the Quran, if you read the Sunnah, if you read the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be surprised how much this topic was mentioned as part of his family life sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing ahadith and stories. Many people, they were surprised to hear the stories of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his wives and his children with his grandchildren. How human was he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how close was he to your heart? But we just know him as the Messenger of Allah. We don't know him as a man, as a family life, family man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Azza wa says at the end of the ayah, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. There are, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Therein you will find signs and ayat for those who reflect. If you reflect, you find a great deal of wisdom in this ayah. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir, in his commentary on the Quran, he said that this ayah sets the two pillars of a successful marriage. Any successful marriage should contain love and mercy. Love and mercy. But in real life, what happens? He says, however, in reality, because love fades out gradually and easily, said, you see that most families would be running on mercy, not on love. That's what sustains family life. My question to you, to myself first, ask yourself the question, what is your relationship with your spouse? How do you measure it? How do you evaluate that? Is it really running on love and mercy? Is it running only on love? Or is it running on mercy most of the time?
Mercy.
In most examples, most families are running on mercy and they lost love. Why? Because they don't know the value of love. Because probably they think it's not there in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why should you bother? You know, practicing something was not part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was part of his life sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mercy. You ask the man, if you don't want to stay with this lady, why are you holding her? He says, well, I really feel sorry for her, or I feel sorry for the children. So they stay together just for the children. Ask the lady, you don't like the man, why are you forcing yourself in this marriage? She says, it's not for him, it's for the kids. And you never know. We have been together for the past 15 years, I just cannot forget those years. most families are running on mercy. In this culture, most families just evaluate marriage as to the base of marriage is love. So the moment they get married, they soon discover that love is fading out gradually and easily, so the purpose of marriage is gone, and that's why they divorce. But in Muslim families, they have love and mercy. Love and mercy are like the two wings for this marriage. And if you don't have it, if you don't implement that in your life, this marriage will not fly high. That's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here are some of the examples. When Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala asked in public Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sent him as a general, sent him on ahead of a military expedition, and he came back. In that group that he led, there were men like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab, great Sahaba, and Amr ibn al-As just embraced Islam recently, and he was sent ahead of that group. So he thought something that the Prophet ﷺ promoted, you know, the Prophet ﷺ to select him over Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab. So in public, he asked the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu al-nasi ilayk? Who is the most beloved to you? What do you expect Rasulullah ﷺ to say? As-sadiq al-masduq. He's the truthful. He won't deny it. He was asked a direct question, and he gave the answer. The moment he was asked, من أحب الناس إليك, who is the most beloved to you? He said, Aisha. He did not even say Umm Abdullah or my wife. He said, Aisha. And Amr ibn al-As, just like me and you, was surprised. Said, no, I'm talking about men. And what was the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, Abuha. Her father. Still he's talking about her father. Linking Abu Bakr Siddiq to his beloved one, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then he asked about more. Who is next? He did not find himself there, so he stopped asking. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. In public, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he declared his love to his wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, because he was asked the question. And if you asked yourself how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated his wife, Aisha, Safiya, Hafsa, and so on, you will find amazing examples of a loving man and a loving relationship with his spouse. None of them complained about the actual emotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards them. None of them. He himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the example to us, saying, "Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli." The best amongst you are those who are the best to their families, and I am the best to my family. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli. You see, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that it is a matter of attitude. It is a matter of attitude. Family life is a matter of attitude. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best amongst you, you have a choice. But he says, the best is that who is the best to his family. When I know that so many people, when they go out, they smile, they laugh, they enjoy time, they have fun. But when they come back home, they're very serious. With their kids, it's tough sometimes. I'm not saying they're abusive, but they don't show those emotions to them, because we think that if you show these kind of feelings towards your wife and your children, this is a sign of weakness. It is not true. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he showed that to his wives sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was so kind. He treated them so well that they loved him so much sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a great man to his wives and to his children. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, his daughter, whenever she comes in, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands up for her, and he goes, he greets her, and he kisses her on her forehead, and he had her sit next to him. That was his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his grandchildren Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, one time he took one of the tribal leaders, Al-Aqra ibn Habis. So he entered the house of Fatima, and the children, they came running to him. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, his grandchildren. They were kids. So the Prophet ﷺ, he receives them happily and starts kissing them. The man, Al-Aqra ibn Habis, he was surprised. And he said, قَالَ أَوَتُقَبِّلُونَ أَبْنَاكُمْ. Do you kiss your children? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes. So he answered back saying, well, I have 10 children, said, I have never kissed any one of them. And he was so proud of that. He thought that this is showing, you know, his manhood. You have to be tough with them. Show them how to be strong. Don't show any emotions in front of them. That's how he thought. The Prophet ﷺ answered him back. He said, Subhanallah. وَمَا أَفْعَلُ لَكَ أَن نَزَعَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِنْ قَلْبِكَ. What shall I do if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken mercy out of your heart? Meaning, this is a kiss of mercy, tenderness, kindness. That when you do it with your children, with your family, it shows how human you are, how close you are to their hearts. That was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was his sunnah. And we are all obligated to follow his example. صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ونساء المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a great man. And prophethood made him even a greater man before being a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us all, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. Say, I am a human being. Then say, just like you. He was a human being just like me, just like you. His example in his as a messenger of Allah and as a human being should be followed. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have sent you, O Muhammad, as what? A mercy for mankind. Wallahi, he was a mercy for mankind. Unfortunately, many people in this world, especially in this country, they know nothing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They only know what they hear in the news. It is my job. It is your job to go and deliver the message of Muhammad to the people. Talk to them about him. Let them know who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. How he was as a messenger of Allah and how he was as a great family man and a great husband, father, grandfather sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people might say nowadays that, you know, what you're talking about is very interesting. I wish I can really have an access to study these kind of things. But it's very difficult in this life. Living in the 21st century, in America, when I know most people, they work from 5 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the morning next day. So continuous working and working and working, they cannot get out of that rat race. So when it comes to the weekend, they're completely exhausted. So when are we going to learn our deen? I'm asking you. Have you put this as an objective in your life? That you learn the deen of Islam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How are we going to implement these great teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you don't spend some time learning the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These kind of things honestly can very hardly, you know, be studied in halaqat. Because they are everywhere in books of ahadith and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have been traveling around the country, different places, and I have seen, mashallah, great hospitality from so many communities. And therefore, I used to go back again to these communities to contribute to them. Part of my contribution is to come and educate ourselves about our deen. In so many fields and subjects, in fiqh, in aqidah, in akhlaq, and in seerah, and in topics like these as well. Marriage counseling. Well, I'm bringing you this class, Love Notes. Love Notes from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you have never heard of before. This is a class for young people and adults. Don't say, well, love is not for me, I'm too old for this. No one is too old for love, because love is a universal language. Everybody likes to be loved. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know why? Because when Amr ibn As asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the most beloved to you? Do you know how old was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time? He was in his mid-50s. And he still said, my most beloved person was Aisha, his wife sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa arba. So no one can say I'm too old for this. there is still hope that you can understand the concept of love and mercy according to Islamic system and Islamic law and the concept of family life in Islam. This is for the young and for the adult. This is my contribution, inshallah, to this community. And I would like to help many, many people as much as possible to revive their love and their marriage and also to understand the concept of mercy in marriages. Alhamdulillah, after every single seminar, people, they come to me later on and they call and they send me messages and emails. They say, Jazakallahu khairah, this class has saved our marriage. And for many people, alhamdulillah, they say, subhanAllah, we have been living together for the past 13 years and say, we have never really understood the meaning of marriage according, of course, to Islamic law and system until we got this class. And they, in front of me, they apologize to one another, husband and wife. They say, I apologize, I have never treated you very well because I didn't know how to do it. Both of them. Why? Because when they learn the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they know how much they are completely off his example sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It starts inshallah this evening, and I would like to help as much as possible to contribute to this community by educating ourselves about the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعم يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم